Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, November 27th, 2017, and with me today I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Happy birthday.
Wait, sorry. Wrong holiday. That's actually Christmas.
Yeah, but still, I just love that cartoon.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you ever notice all the kids have bell-bottom legs?
Well, yeah, it was made in the 70s.
Yeah, but even when they're not wearing pants, they have bell-bottom legs.
Oh.
Yeah. Go back
and
watch.
Did not notice that.
You'll catch that. And for those of you playing along at home, I'm talking about Frosty the Snowman. It was Rankin and Bass Christmas. Did they call it a Christmas cartoon or a holiday cartoon?
Back then, it was probably a Christmas cartoon.
It was probably a Christmas cartoon. Wow, it's almost like we hopped into the beginning of Apple Context Machine and just went right down the rabbit hole. I haven't even introduced John. John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm here. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Johnny boy.
It's great to have both of you here. It's also great that our sponsor today is VideoBlox. They're the company that does stock video, stock audio, and stock image content at a crazy good price. And they have an awesome deal for all of you. So I'll fill you in on that soon. But first, I want to talk about HomePod. And this is actually, the catalyst for this conversation, Brian, came from you and John Keat in Pop.0.
That doesn't bode well.
Just remember,
I thought it was a great conversation.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I enjoyed this. This is from Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. So Wednesday, what was it, the 22nd?
Right. And so you guys were talking about HomePod. And HomePod has been weighing heavily on my mind as of late because it's not coming this year. And we don't...
And Bloomberg, according to Mark Gurman, says that that Siri essentially remains an afterthought on the device.
Yeah, and it feels like, based on what we're hearing right now, that HomePod is kind of this device that Apple is just tossing out there. It's
John Keats said something very interesting. John Keats said the Alexa is a voice assistant, so is Google Home, but the HomePod is a music device. And my emerging thesis is that people aren't going to understand that. Even the most astute customers are going to see it as an overpriced, undercapable competition to the Echo. No matter what Apple tries to sell it as a music device, it's going to be seen as an overpriced Echo.
It's like Apple looked at the marketplace. They looked at the marketplace and they said, you know what people really, really want? They want a great sounding speaker.
And we'll make it look like an Echo and overprice it.
I love high quality sound a whole lot. But the vast majority of people wouldn't know high quality sound if it hit them in the face.
You know,
and, I mean, yeah. Just look at the cheap, the way cheap, low quality Bluetooth speakers sell by the bucket. Like, you know, we go to CES, there are oceans of cheap Bluetooth speakers because they sell, because people don't care. They don't care about sound. They don't want to pay for sound. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Some people certainly do. Sonos is doing a thriving business, but Apple looked at the marketplace. And they looked at Sonos and they looked at Alexa and they said, well, we should compete with Sonos. That doesn't make any sense to me. From a platform perspective, Apple says they want to be at the center of our lives, right? Where we spend our time, that's where Apple says it wants to be. And increasingly, the market is saying that home assistant, there's a marketplace for that. The people want that. Amazon is kicking butt with a dumb robot called Alexa, and Google is getting some traction with Google Home, and Apple has every piece that it needs for the HomePod, right? It's got Siri. It's got HomeKit. It has the App Store. It's got the best developer community on the planet, right? And it has all of these things, and it could put them together in this amazing, amazing product. But instead, all they're doing is allowing HomeKit and music controls and no third-party apps, at least as of this writing.
Speaking. You did it again, as of this writing. go ahead, John.
Jeff Christopher Kane from Ecovac said something interesting to me. He said, once you establish your reputation as a company high on security, you monetize that. Mm-hmm. So if Apple is in the business of monetizing their security, why aren't they doing that with their competition against the Echo? Why are they afraid of competing?
Well, maybe this is their way of competing, and I'm not being an apologist here. I'm just totally speculating, just off the cuff. Maybe this is Apple's way of competing on the security front. Limit what the HomePod is capable of, as far as Siri voice control, so that you don't have strangers walk in your house.
That's hard
to market. That's impossible to market.
Limiting your opportunities to become sick by falling on your sword.
Nice.
That's one way to put it. Yep.
That's beautiful.
And now, just to be clear, the idea I tossed out, this isn't something that I think is a good idea. It's just something that I'm wondering right now if maybe that's part of Apple's justification. But it feels to me right now like Apple is getting ready to release another Apple Hi-Fi.
Or the Hi-Fi done correctly. The Hi-Fi was a piece of crap. I hated the
Hi-Fi done correctly. If that's what HomePod is, should have been done when the HomePod or when the Hi-Fi came out. Too limited and too late to the game now.
Yeah, they're going to miss the entire big holiday buying season. Everybody's going to be inundated with ads for discount Echoes and Google Home Assistants, and everybody who needs one. I'm stealing this from John Keat, by the way. Everybody who needs one of these devices is going to buy one this Christmas. And when the HomePod comes out, quote, early next year, unquote, they're going to be up to their ears in digital assistants, and Apple's marketing is going to fall flat with them.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about from the platform perspective. If Apple wants to be at the center of where we live our lives, it needs to get on the ball with a proper voice assistant. They have everything. The other thing that the HomePod has is a freaking AA on it. It's got an AA processor. That's a powerful processor.
It's a very powerful processor. It's more powerful than
is it the A8 or the A8X? It's probably the 8 because it doesn't need any graphics, obviously.
Right. So something happened for me over the holiday, Thanksgiving holiday window, which was I noticed a shift in how I'm looking at the smart home tech devices that I'm buying. And the shift is when I'm looking at something, it has to support more than HomeKit. And that isn't something I was overly concerned about
You're
before.
Dead to me.
Yeah, well,
you're dead to me.
Maybe so, but I realized that if I keep waiting for Apple to
that's a fair point, man. That is a fair point, Jeff. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. And HomePod is part of that. I mean, like HomePod should be greatly extending HomeKit HomePod apps should be also helping to expand HomeKit. Mm-hmm. Apps from third party apps from developers.
Yeah.
And
this device is beginning to look like it's a project from a spinoff team that's autonomous and doesn't have to think about integrating into the rest of the system. Just a hunch.
Well, yeah, it's been an on again, off again project. And it kind of feels that that's really starting to show now. All right, so I have a question for each of you, and I will answer first, since I'm just tossing this question out without offering you any time to prepare. When HomePod ships, are you planning on buying one? And I will start by saying yes, because I need it so that I can do my home smart home comparisons. But at this point, I feel like that's the only reason I'm buying it.
Yes, I will buy one, in part because I am insisting on staying HomeKit only for my home automation. Mm-hmm. And obviously from the standpoint of wanting to be able to write and speak about it, I'll definitely get it. Despite all of my complaints, I will get it.
And John, how about you?
Well, I think I'm going to wait until I hear about the full capabilities of it. I think about a month after it ships, we'll be really smart about what it's capable of, and then I'll fully understand what it means for me. Right now, it's kind of hazy. It's hard to make a decision, but I think the answer will be yes, eventually I will get one, but probably not the day it comes out. Maybe a month later.
All right. I think that's kind of telling, because none of us are looking at the HomePod anymore as something that we are really excited about. My excitement for
HomePod. I'm kind of excited about it.
Okay. You're kind of excited about it.
I'm kind of excited about it. I'm not as excited. You're right. I'm not as excited as I was after German's reporting on this. I mean, just Apple seems to be willfully hobbling this device and focusing on the thing that no one is asking for, a Sonos competitor.
Yeah.
No one's asking for that.
Sounds like a pet project from Phil Schiller. Why don't we do this? And then he pushed it and pushed.
Well,
the engineering team went, okay.
It was a pet project from some engineers. And it was on again, off again for years. They've been working on it, according to German. And this is the kind of reporting that he usually gets right, and I have full faith in this article being accurate. But according to his reporting, Apple was working on HomePod for 2 years when Alexa came out of nowhere to them, and they were caught flat-footed.
Wow!
And they've spent the 3 years since, you know, like. I was about to give you a non-family friendly comment, but they spent the 3 years since, sometimes on again and off again, and going through various iterations and whatnot, and then eventually settling on, like I said, what is essentially a Sonos competitor instead of an Alexa competitor. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this.
Yeah. I want an Alexa, and I do not want an Alexa. I want a HomePod, and I want some Dot competitors that I can put throughout the house so that I can speak to my house.
Yes, well, and Brian, I have maybe to this, spend $350 for it.
Maybe this strategy is to come out with a first-class device as an aspirational device. Michael Gartenberg might agree, as an aspirational device for the music people, and then once they get their feet wet with it, come out with a $100 version of it that is focused on the digital voice assistant only, and then complete the family of products.
Well, that would make sense, except for the fact that, again, according to Mark Gurman's reporting, I will say that I hope that this newest delay in this product is because Apple realized its mistake, and that Apple is making Siri a more integral part of what HomePod does, and that's why they're delaying it. And it's going to make all of this kvetching that I'm doing wrong and pointless. That's what I hope.
That's what I'm hoping too. And
I agree.
And when that HomePod comes out, then I'll be much more excited. Right now, I'm at the point where over the holiday weekend, with all of the Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals that have been going on, I bought a new Echo, about the second generation Echo, and it wasn't even like, oh geez, the HomePod's coming out soon. Do I really need to get this?
It's the little white one, the fabric white one for $99.
Yes, I got mine in black because you can get it in several colors, and it was on sale, $79.
Congratulations. Nice. You must be so happy.
Yeah, but it says a lot because I'm at the point where I'm done waiting, and so it's clear right now that the primary driver for my smart home system is the Alexa voice assistant, not Siri. So
sad commentary.
Yeah, because this should be all HomeKit all the time, and it's not.
Yep.
Hey, we have.
Yep, and it's not.
And it's not.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. You totally messed up my transition, but no one noticed. It's okay. Hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is VideoBlox. And VideoBlox, what they do is give you the video, audio, and image stock content that you need for your projects, whether it's personal or commercial. And I've been playing with their system for a little while now, and I've been loving that. When I need to go and search for something, like I wanted some videos for some testing that I was doing. Like I wanted to see how some of the video content looked on an iPhone X. So I went and found some stuff, Colorado Mountains, because I live in Colorado. I know what it ought to look like. And it was great because I was able to go in and do the search that I wanted. And then they have all these category listings across the top of the screen. Once you do your search, you click on one and you go from, say, thousands of videos down to maybe like 50. And that's much more manageable. And, you know, when you're just trying to find just the right one. And if you don't find what you want, click one of the other categories and it just switches over and filters out that way. And so it's real easy to use. The video content that I was getting, it was awesome. I was doing drone videos and getting stuff flying over the Continental Divide and looking at the aspens in fall as they're changing color. And it was just awesome. So I love the content that they have. And the pricing is crazy. Because $149 gets you one of those services, either the video, the audio, or the image, stock services, for a whole year, royalty-free. Once you download the stuff, it's yours, and you have unlimited downloads. So it's already a great deal. But what they're doing is making this even more greater-er for all of you. Brian, I phrased it that way just because I figured you'd really appreciate that. Anyhow, so what they're doing is offering all of you listeners a what they're calling the triple bundle. So if you go to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO, and it's important, videoblocks.com/TDO, then you get the triple bundle. So it's the video, audio, and images services all for $149 for the year. So all three for the price of one. Now, the thing is, you have to go and do this right away because the deal's good in November, which is almost up, and December. So you only have a few weeks before the deal is gone. So you need to hop on it. Don't procrastinate. Go get your triple bundle right away. So here's what you need to do. Go to videoblocks.com to get all the stock video, audio, and images you can imagine for $149. And that's VideoBlocks, VideoBlocks.com/TDO. And you're going to get all that content, $149. It's a fantastic deal. So thank you to VideoBlocks for being our sponsor. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left. And I have a question that I want to ask both of you. Here's the setup for it. A while ago, I saw on Amazon that Apple TV was available for sale. It had been pulled because there's no Amazon Prime Video app for it, and Amazon's feeling was, well, people are going to be confused. They won't know what to do if the product doesn't have this. So well, Apple TV was
that wasn't gone. Their feeling. That was their position.
That was their position, yes.
Just to be pedantic, because this is all about,
yes, you know. That's totally appropriate. to call me out on that one. That was their position. So a while ago, I saw Apple TV was back. So my assumption was, hey, maybe we're finally to the point where the Amazon app for Apple TV is about to drop, because we knew it was coming. It was announced long ago. And when I checked this morning, Apple TV is not on the Amazon store anymore. So, so I'm thinking Amazon is no longer in any rush to get their app out this year as promised. And I'm wondering when we will see it, if ever. And I'm curious, do you guys think that I'm right or wrong with my new concern?
Well, I think you're right in that the negotiations have probably broken down again. And it's upsetting that Tim Cook was so confident at WWDC that he could say later this year, and then not have the negotiations come to fruition. So something really bad must have happened in that negotiation process. And I wish Tim Cook had not made the prediction until he'd seen the contract signed. So it's a real difficult situation. You can still use AirPlay. I use AirPlay all the time from my iPhone to the Apple TV using the Amazon Prime app. But boy, I've been waiting for this app for a long, long time, and a lot of other people have.
Yeah.
And it looks like a real disaster from Apple's perspective, both in terms of what Tim Cook promised and in terms of what you just saw, Jeff, with the Apple TV not for sale anymore.
You know, it's possible that the contract was signed and that there was someone... You know, there was a reason why someone was able to pull out mm-hmm. of the contract, or even someone was forced out of the contract.
Yeah. That's tenuous, but
It's also tenuous to say that there wasn't a contract signed. I mean, for Tim Cook to announce that, I mean, he had an action-packed keynote as it was. He didn't need extra stuff to announce.
And considering what Apple learned, the way they got burned when they made the Facebook announcement, when they first started talking about Ping, I don't think they were going to make that mistake again. So I can't imagine Tim Cook would get on stage and say, Amazon Prime app for Apple TV is coming this fall with the new software updates, or however he said it, if he wasn't certain that that was happening. So that what that tells me is, Brian, you are probably right. There's probably a contract, and something has happened where that's fallen apart.
Yeah, someone didn't meet some milestone, or someone didn't do something they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it is probably just another negotiating tactic on Amazon's part. I mean, it's possible that it's temporarily gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe even they ran out of stock. Of course, you know, that's not usually how they do stuff when they run out of stock. Also, I'm willfully optimistic. But, yeah.
All right. So here we are. We're back where we were months ago, where Apple TV is not on for sale on Amazon. And we don't know when it or if we're going to get the Amazon Prime app for Apple TV. And it looks like I'm not going to be disconnecting my Fire Stick anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well, how's that for a complainy episode of the show?
That's kind of, yeah. It's kind of a complainy, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, welcome back, everyone.
Go us.
Yeah. We're out of time. We have to wrap up. So, sorry, no more complaining today. Brian, thank you for being here.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us. It's always good. It's good to be back on the... Good to be back on the job.
Yeah, it's great to be back. I was missing not getting to record shows with you guys over the past few days. John, thank you for being here as well.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And thank you to VideoBlocks for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO. Get that triple bundle, all the video, audio, and images for the price of one package, $149 for a whole year. But do it before the end of December or you will miss out. VideoBlocks.com/TDO. Listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.